This was the section he worked in. The birds were usually angry, but once he'd hung them up, he would give them a pat and croon a word or two. That went on for turkey after turkey, hundreds in a day. It was a tough, risky grapple, but he was skilled at it, and other brothers had it much worse, yanking out the guts or cutting out the heart and liver, which covered them in blood. At least he didn't have to contort his fingers so constantly that his hands became hooks, as others did. It would have been tricky to play the spoons then. The accommodation, too, seemed fine at the beginning. It was in an old schoolhouse on a rise outside the tiny town of Atalissa. The building was painted turquoise on the outside and red, blue and yellow inside. There was even a swing in the front yard. They had a gym and a pool table. The people in town, after a little while of wariness, became warm and kind to the boys and returned his broad smile as he walked down the street. In the summer parade, he rode on a float with other brothers, dressed as a clown in a pointy yellow hat. At socials, he loved to dance with anyone. Money, though, was a problem. He hardly had any. Granted, there was not a lot to spend it on in Atalissa, besides Mountain Dews and honey buns at the mini-mart, but it was impossible to put aside any savings. His pay was meant to be $750 a month. He received $65. The rest was taken by Henry's for bed, board, clothes, medical care, though they hardly had any, and rare outings. And it stayed the same for more than 30 years. The Fair Labour Standards Act of 1938 allowed workers with disabilities to be paid less if they were less productive, even if, like him, they were doing as good a job as they could.